Manuscript Releases, Volume 19, Mr. Number 1416, The Workings of Satan, Use of Tithe, Audio. I am often weary, and yet I realize at times the blessing of the Lord resting upon me in large measure. I want to walk humbly with God. I am praying that the Lord will guide me by His Spirit every moment. The Lord has given me a special work to do in giving words of warning that should come to our people. Satan's forces are preparing their seductive temptations to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Satan will work through those who have disregarded the warnings of God to the church. They will be exceedingly zealous under the working of a deceptive influence, and most strange manifestations will appear. We need in all our churches the evidences of the meekness of Christ. In order to do intelligently the solemn work committed to us, we must hide self in Jesus Christ. We have a short time in which to accomplish the work that is essential. Let us earnestly prepare for the conflict that is before us, for Satan's armies are marshaling for the last great struggle. I am instructed to say to all our people, let your light so shine in words and deeds, that you will reveal that truth is cherished in the heart. The time has come when the tithes and offerings belonging to the Lord are to be used in accomplishing a decided work. They are to be brought into the treasury to be used in an orderly way to sustain the gospel laborers in their work. In Malachi 3 verse 10 we read, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Satan is rallying his forces and seeking to bring in heresies to confuse the minds of those who have not been trained to understand the leadings of the Holy Spirit. A delusive net is being prepared for them, and those who have been warned again and again, but have not educated themselves to understand the warnings, surely will be taken in Satan's snare. The angels of God have been holding the four winds that they shall not blow. John writes, Revelation 7 verses 1-4, 9-17, quoted, let this chapter be carefully read and studied. Wonderful things are about to transpire. The future is full of intense interest to every soul who shall live upon the earth.